Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Saturday mornings. Am I going to get these Invisalign out ever? Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Thursday here on the show. You know what that means? A lot to talk about. A lot to talk about today, including last night's AEW Dynamite show. I remember years and years ago, it was probably about 5 years ago, Tony Khan said he would never, never be an on-screen character for AEW. And then he did some couple of backstage things, and you know, he came out for very important, you know, non-wrestling moments, people passing away, etc. But last night, well, it's pro wrestling, and Tony Khan was involved in an angle. He was killed. But that's not the most important thing about last night. That would absolutely be the debut of Shad Khan. I got a lot to talk about regarding last night's show. A lot, and we'll have more time tonight on the Brian and Vinny show. For subscribers, WrestlingObserver.com, Video.F4WOnline.com, the full Dynamite report. We'll talk about the highlights here today, as well as everything going on over the weekend. Next week, we already have three matches announced for Dynamite, so that's excellent, or three segments at least. So we'll talk about that, and also all of the news, including when we're going to hear from Swerve Strickland and a little bit of story surrounding that there. Also, the audio issues on Dynamite. Jimmy Uso is injured. He is out of the draft pool. Some people, when they're injured, get drafted. Others, you know, they do not get drafted. Like Braun Strowman's getting drafted. He's hurt. Well, Jimmy's hurt. He's not getting drafted. And also, we'll talk about that match at Mania, because I want to say something about that. So a lot to get into. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Dear Lord, I have hours of things to talk about here today. Luckily, I have hours today. We're going to do this show here. And then tonight, Brian and Vinny show, a full breakdown of Dynamite and NXT. And then maybe not, Observer Radio afterwards. It is Thursday. This is the day that Dave attempts to finish the Observer. And last I heard, he lost internet. So I would not necessarily get my hopes up. There's going to be an Observer Radio tonight. But worst case scenario, him and Garrett will be up on Friday to talk about everything. But I got a lot to talk about here today. You know what's funny is in real life, I hate to talk.
Oh, yeah?
What am I doing with this job? But anyway, I want to start by wishing the best to Hobbs. If you watched the show last night, that was not a worked knee injury. He went for a high cross or something, and he smashed into the turnbuckles, and he injured his knee. And he could barely walk. And, you know, he hopped his way back into the ring, hopped into, like, two spots, got choked out, and, you know, there was more they were going to do. So, if you note, there was not, like, a 10-minute overrun, 5-minute overrun or whatever. So, the Hobbs-Moxley match was supposed to go, obviously, longer than it did. We don't know the extent of his knee injury yet, except it is real. And, hopefully, it's not bad. So, all the best to Hobbs as he tries to figure out this knee injury here. So, we'll talk more about Dynamite later. But first things first, that angle at the end. I will say this, okay? I thought the angle was actually quite great. I thought it was a good heat angle. I was dying watching Tony sell. Okay. You know, when we talk about, we watch these NXT shows, and I did this for a long time, and I can tell you that one of the hardest things to learn in wrestling is how to sell. Anybody can go, ah, but like, selling, that's the key to all of wrestling. You can't really have wrestling without selling. You could try.
Registering is not selling.
Okay. So the first thing that happens to this guy is he gets booted or punched or whatever. He gets hit in the gut with a microphone.
Yes.
Okay. When he got hit in the gut, that's right here with the microphone, and he took a back bump It's off to the races, brother. It's off to the races. Oh, man. You get hit in the gut, you double over, right? Has Tony never got hit in the gut before? So he gets hit in the gut, but he goes backwards.
Yes.
That doesn't even make any sense. So then he goes down, and, you know, the Young Bucks, they set him up for the trigger. But Okada says, no, no. And then he goes like this. That means, take him up! And so they, Matt Jackson hoists this guy up. Nick goes up to the top. They hit him with the Tony Khan driver. You have never seen Matt Jackson protect a guy more than he protected Tony Khan with this driver here. And man, hey, listen, what a reaction this got. These fans were going nuts. And then the best part of the show, I don't care what anybody says, the best part of the show was when everybody hits the ring to help Tony and they cut to Shad Khan.
Big Shad.
Brother.
He wasn't happy.
Let me make this abundantly clear. I do not need to see Tony Khan as an on-screen character.
No.
Okay? I do not need to see him as an on-screen character. If this Shad Khan can cut a promo, I am all in. This guy has the greatest face. He looked so angry. Like, if I would have been in the ring as one of the heels, I'd have run. I'll sell for Shad Khan. I got no problem. That guy looks like a 70s heel. He, oh my God. I am not entirely sure that he knew that this was happening. I think it's a possibility he thought that his son had been badly injured. Because, man, he was mad. And that, like, made the whole thing for me. I mean, had Shad Khan not been there, maybe I would have thought the whole thing was terrible. But no, I actually did think that it was a great angle. And now, hey, you know what we have? We have intrigue. We have Tony Khan killed by the EVPs. All right. Well, now we got something here. And Jungle Boy, Jack Perry is back. We got a quartet here. Okada, the greatest prick heel. Jack Perry, the scapegoat. And the Young Bucks, the trolls, all together in a heel group. And next week, they're in Winnipeg. And there is an appearance from Kenny Omega. Okay? Now, listen, anything's possible. Okay? Anything's possible. But I do very much believe that he is probably going to get surgery for his diverticulitis. So I don't think that people should expect, like, he's going to make a surprise return and run wild and hit V-triggers everywhere and challenge Okada or anything like that. I mean, he's probably going to get killed too. So, but what are they going to do? What's going on with Kenny? What's going on with Tony? Yeah. I believe that Tony actually is doing the draft in a neck brace today.
He better.
Yeah. So that was the main angle. That was the main event angle. And we'll see what the follow-up is, because you shoot any angle you want, but the follow-up is obviously what's most important. But I thought for an angle itself, if you're going to, hey, listen, if you're going to bring Tony Khan on TV for something, this was it. Called on to reinstate Jungle Boy, and he gets murdered by Jungle Boy and the Elite. And that's it for him.
So much to talk about with all of this stuff going on. I want to see how NFL Films follows up all of this stuff, since they're following Tony and Shad, at least Tony, when it comes to the NFL draft, which begins tonight. Jack Perry out there smirking like CM Punk. I know, hey, a smirk is a smirk no matter whose face is on, but boy, that going into Tony's office, they didn't knock. They made sure not to knock, and then they all strolled on in there. So there has been a lot of playing to CM Punk. Tony Khan, by airing the footage, decided to jump with both feet all into that. That's what this whole angle, a lot of that is playing into this. I think part of Chris Jericho is playing into that as well, too, with his learning tree and trying to help the youth and trying to get them to listen to him and all that sort of stuff. I think they're going double feet into it. And will it work out or not? I don't know. Was the angle kind of cheesy? Have we seen it before, that angle last night to end the show? Absolutely we have. Did they put a little twist on it with Shad going out there? Yes, they did. Have we seen that in quite some time? No, we have not. So we'll see if it works for them. Can't judge the whole thing yet. And I thought it was a really up and down show last night, but they're getting, whether it be jokes or memes or people who are lining up right behind them, they're getting reaction to that show. So let's see how it does in the ratings. Those should come out later on today, and we'll see what the interest is like going into next week's show. But they certainly absolutely have people talking.
Now, I will say that they did announce today that Swerve will do his first interview as champion on Saturday.
That was one of the down parts of last week.
Well, I got to bring this up because there's a very important thing I want to say here. So, Tony believed that there was a lot of bad faith criticism from people that said, how come Swerve, his first appearance as champion, he's just doing a match? Like, there's no celebration, there's no promo, there's nothing. On a show where Willow got a celebration. And he believed this was bad faith criticism. But I actually disagree.
So
because here's the thing. If when Swerve came out, the announcers made clear, you put a graphic on the screen, that his first live interview is coming up on Saturday night on Collision, fine. Then it's a bad faith criticism. We didn't know that. All we knew is that Swerve won the title, and his very first appearance is working the opener of Dynamite in a match against a guy who lost on Saturday in a title eliminator, and he wins, and we move on with the show.
And the IWGP title's on top.
Yes. So we'll talk more about this after the break. Observer Live.
We'll be again. Other points in between. And the cool, cool mornings. Turn the days of swim or sink. Living right is easy.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Oh, man, every time I see that segment during the break. That was the first Frankensteiner I ever did. It was perfect. And that lady walked right in front of the shot the moment it happened. God. Anyway, following up on what I said before the break,
yep.
So, yes, Tony is putting the interview on Saturday, and it's going to open Collision, okay? Because the idea is they're following the NBA playoffs.
Yes.
Coverage of the playoffs. And so they're going to have a gigantic lead-in for Collision. And so he figures we'll capitalize on that by putting our new champion on TV in an interview segment, promo segment.
It's a nice twist
so that's,
after getting some response, I
well,
guess.
I mean... Listen, for all I know, that was his plan going in. But my point is, I don't care what your plan is. We don't know your plan. All we know is the show open with the new champion doing a match with whoever. What did Callis call him?
What, Kyle Fletcher?
Actually, he didn't call him anything. He just said, I don't think you need to be talking about losing.
Oh, well.
But anyway, like, that's it. That's all we knew. So it's not bad faith. It's a legitimate question. Now we know the answer. But it would have been better to give us the answer when the guy's coming down to the ring, put a graphic on the screen, this Saturday, Swerve Celebration, whatever, because we didn't know that at the time.
Well, whatever. It didn't have to be that way. It didn't have to be that way. And you should have announced that before yesterday's show, that you're going to see Swerve wrestle, but we're going to have a whole ceremony set up. Hopefully Kyle Fletcher doesn't ruin it tonight by taking some of the steam out of it by beating Swerve. You could have done it that way, but... In hindsight, you opened the show with Orange Cassidy, Chuck Taylor, and Trent Beretta. That didn't need to open the show. I'm sorry. And I like Orange Cassidy. I don't have any animus against those guys whatsoever, but that's not how you should have started that show. You should have started it with Swerve Strickland. You could have started it with a cold Moxley promo, which then led into Swerve Strickland, at least saying something before going out there, talking some trash about what he's going to do to Kyle Fletcher instead of Don Callis just taking all the air out of the room by hyping up Kyle Fletcher. To me, it was just, with the way the whole night went, with the IWGP world title and Jon Moxley looking as important as he did, that Swerve Kyle Fletcher match was really fun. It was really good. But why was Fletcher even the opponent for that match? You know, to me, I would have put somebody in there, again, who would have been impressive against to Swerve, but have Swerve beat him quicker. That was your world champion. You just crowned him. Give him some time to talk, even if it's a short promo, and then let him go out there and maybe be in a tiny bit of peril. But don't go 50-50 with a guy like Kyle Fletcher. Go out there, give him a lot more, and dominate and show why he's the world champion. I think in hindsight... That whole thing, the way they started it, was no bueno to me.
This guy says patience is dead, and he's wrong, okay? This is not an issue with patience. This is why he said they should have noted when Swerve came out that the interview would be Saturday. They didn't. That's why people were upset. Let me give you an example. Let's say that me and Mike are starving, okay? Starving. For whatever reason, we're somewhere and they haven't fed us in a full day. We're both starved, been 24 hours, okay?
I'm angry then, too.
Exactly. Now, if you say, dude, I'm starving, I haven't eaten all day, and they ignore you, and then I tell them in another room, dude, I'm starving, and they go, it's okay, you're going to eat in a half hour. Which of us is going to have more patience? Me,
you.
Of course. You're going to have no patience whatsoever because they didn't tell you anything.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, I'd be the guy in the chat going, brother, have patience. Because I know it's going to be taking place in a half hour. You don't.
By the way, the irony of all of this is when I blow up over Brian telling me something, like, suddenly on the air, and then he's pissed off at me because I'm pissed off at him.
What?
Never mind.
Okay, a couple of other things. And I do have one other thing I want to say about AEW, and this is, you know, people don't like criticism, but this is constructive criticism.
All right.
One of the biggest issues I have seen with AEW booking is they always bring people back immediately. And actually, Mercedes is an example of this not happening. But remember when MJF was gone forever, and then he came back and he just got a massive babyface reaction?
Yes.
And they went full heel with him, and I said he needs to be a babyface. They're not going to boo this guy. And people argued with me.
Long Island that night,
and they argued with me, and they argued with me, and ultimately he went babyface because it wasn't working as a heel. Okay?
Wait a second.
No, it wasn't. He went babyface.
Oh, Brian.
He went full babyface. Now, here's another one for you.
Good.
Okay? They're doing the same thing with Jack Perry. Jack Perry's been gone for 8 months. Did you hear the crowd when he came out to do the Tony Khan thing? They're singing, "Oh, Cry Me a River." They're chanting, "He's our scapegoat." They're all into the guy. And he goes heel. Immediately. And then another one in the same group, Okada. They signed the legendary Okada. People are so excited. On his very first day, he goes heel. They're still cheering the guy. They will not stop cheering him. So, like, there's a lesson here. There is a lesson here. No, it's not. The lesson is not that heels are cool. The lesson is, if you are a star and you are gone for a long time, when you come back, you are a babyface. That's it. If you want to turn Okada heel, if you want to turn MJF babyface, whatever, if you want to do any of that, that's fine. But, like, take advantage of their babyfaceness right when they come back. I'm going to give you another example. Your favorite person, Mike.
Who's that?
How long has Britt Baker been gone? Okay? How long?
Your favorite.
How long?
A long time. A long time.
Let me tell you something.
Yes, sir.
The day she returns and cuts a promo, and does her D. This place is going to go nuts.
That's true.
She's going to be a gigantic babyface. Are you just going to turn her heel the first day? I think the Brit is better served as a heel, okay? But if I'm bringing her back, I'm going babyface, at least for a little while. Give her a month, give her 2 months, whatever, then do your angle to turn her heel if you want her to be a heel. But, like, take advantage of people when they come back, and they're so much more over than when they left. It happens in AEW. It happens in WWE.
It happens everywhere.
If you go away and come back, you're going to be over. So, anyway, that's my speech.
You know what? I don't even know where to go there. So
okay, I'll go on then.
Go ahead.
This is weird. Let's talk about the draft. Got a draft coming up. Okay.
The NFL draft?
Now, remember the other day when I said I thought I knew it was going up and you ridiculed me and you said, "Do you have any insight?" And I said, "No." And you said, "Well, guess what? We're going to find out. We're going to find out here soon." But they announced the draft begins on Friday and concludes on Monday. There's going to be 4 rounds of 16, 8 on SmackDown, 8 on Raw. Or 4 Raw. On Raw, there will be 6 rounds of 24. Raw gets more talent because they got an extra hour.
It's really very simple.
Yes. This is important. The champions of each brand are protected and not eligible to be drafted, which actually is funny because they went to all the trouble of renaming the Raw and SmackDown titles, and then they're not eligible to be drafted. But that's okay. The women's tag champs, because they go show to show, they are eligible to be drafted.
This again.
Yeah, because when they lose the titles, they got to go somewhere. And then the rosters are locked, it says, Monday, May 6th, which means there might be trades.
Of course.
Now, why do I bring this up?
Well, I don't know.
Well, they listed the pool for night one and night two. And number one, NXT wrestlers are eligible to be selected. Okay?
Yeah.
Roxanne is champion. She is not being drafted. I try to tell everyone that. Nobody likes to listen to me. Now, I do expect Fallon to go up. I think that's pretty much guaranteed. Braun Strowman, Carmelo Hayes.
Wait, Braun Strowman is an NXT member?
Oh, no, actually, that's another story I'm going to talk about. Sorry, I got ahead of myself. Baron Corbin, Braun Breaker,
there we go.
Who I meant, Carmelo Hayes, Ilya Dragunov, Fallon Henley, and I believe maybe Blair Davenport, but maybe not. So the reason I brought up your main man, Braun Strowman, is because Braun Strowman is listed as being drafted here. But he's injured.
Well, he's draftable.
But no, you don't understand. He's injured, but he's eligible to be drafted. But then they announced today that Jimmy Uso is injured and thus ineligible to be drafted. So maybe Braun Strowman just got cleared. That's possible.
Maybe he got cleared.
It's possible he just got cleared. But the other funny thing about this draft is, let's imagine that you and I are drafting talent to this particular show, okay?
All right.
No offense to anybody I'm going to mention, but I'll just throw out a random name. Are you going to draft Sheamus? Or are you going to draft the Bloodline, where you get Roman Reigns, Solo Sikoa, Tama Tonga, and Paul Heyman all as one pick?
I think I might go with Bloodline.
Yes. Are you going to draft Braun Strowman?
No.
Or are you going to draft Legado del Fantasma, where you get Santos Escobar, Angel, Umberto, and Electro Lopez? Or you could draft the LWO, where you get Rey Mysterio, Carlito, Dragon Lee, Cruz del Toro, Joaquin Wilde, and Zelina Vega. That's one pick. So that's kind of silly.
What about Judgment Day? You don't get Damian, but you get everybody else. Do you get the rights to Rhea Ripley at that point?
No, Rhea's not listed here.
She's
right, injured.
She's injured. Yeah.
All right. I got more.
All right.
But you have to wait till after the break, Observer Live.
Aww.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, on the subject of Jimmy and Jay,
yeah,
very odd. So Jay did an interview the other day, and he said that he was disappointed in the WrestleMania match.
Yes.
Felt that he let people down, and then he said that they had their time cut. Right?
He said something about timing, which I took as kind of what I had been thinking, which was how they built to this, it lost steam. Maybe he was meant the match, but I thought it was.
Let me see if I can find the quote here.
Placement of where it was, and because then he said basically like, but we had to go out there and play our roles and play our positions in what was going on. So I could be wrong.
Okay, so it says here that Jay's quote was, it was just a time issue. You just got to play your position on the team. That's what happened. I'm still happy, though. And then it says here in the article, which is not quoting him, but it says, before the match, Jay and Jimmy found out they were having some of their time cut due to the show being over its planned time.
Well, I got to be honest, with all due respect to Jay, and I like Jay and Jimmy, it didn't work, and if giving it more time wouldn't have made it work, and you guys should not be that flustered, even in a big situation like Mania, that they took 4 or 6 minutes off. But
well, hold on. Let me jump in before you go further, because
all right.
Do you remember about 2 weeks before Mania, we had the match order for both nights?
Yes.
And then the day of the show came, and the match order we reported was the exact match order?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, interestingly enough, we also had the time of each match, how long each match was going to be. And they were scheduled for 10 minutes, and they went 11:05. Now, I want to make it clear, because I know people are stupid. I'm not, and I know, and actually I shouldn't even say that. It does sound like I'm calling Jay a liar, okay? But the fact of the matter is, people are told different things. Things may have changed in the week before the show, but all I know is I'm looking at the time right here, and they were given 10 minutes, like a week or two before the show. It was scheduled to go 10 minutes, so they actually went over by a minute. So I don't know. I know that when I look at all the other matches on the card, I can say this: for night two, the times that I got were virtually exactly what everybody did, give or take a minute or two. So, Street Fight was scheduled for 10 minutes. They went 8.5. The LA Knight Styles match was scheduled for 13. They went 12:25 because AJ's a pro. Logan Paul match was scheduled to go 15. They went 17. Bayley Neo was scheduled for 15. They went 14:20. And the main event was scheduled for 35:40. They went 33. So, night one, Rhea and Becky was scheduled for 20. They went 17, so they went under. And then the multi-person tag match was scheduled for 20. They went 17. They went under. And then the Rey Mysterio match was scheduled for 10. They went 1 minute over. So then next was Jay and Jimmy, and it was scheduled for 10, and they went 11. So something is not working out in terms of this story. I mean, that's all I'll say about that. It doesn't matter.
No.
I mean, the match just wasn't very good, such is life.
And that may be what it is, Brian. People are looking to dash and, you know, dunk on people. There's no need to. I'm sure he doesn't feel great that everything they were building towards, he didn't have that match that he wanted to with Jimmy. And it's like, yeah, maybe they did tell him that it was cut a little bit. Maybe he's, you know, fallen on that a little bit. I don't know. I just know that it seemed like the feud had peaked long before Mania, and it lost some steam on the way there. And then it was not the match that you were hoping and he was hoping and they were hoping that they were going to have together. And, you know, you just got to shrug your shoulders and keep it moving. And he's in a position now with Damian Priest where, again, he can really show himself again. For a little while there last year, when he first went over and started hooking up with Cody on Raw and some of the stuff that had happened, he had people out there, you know, with the main event Jey Uso thing. He had those people jumping and moving. And he's lost some of that since then, but he can get it back right now. And he's got a great opportunity to get it back, depending on where Cody Rhodes is going to be. He's going to be on SmackDown. If he stays on Raw, again, he's got a real opportunity to do something.
Okay, a couple of other things from the Dynamite show last night. We'll have a full report on the Brian and Vinny show tonight. And we will need a full 45 minutes so that I can talk about that...
Mariah May, Mina Shirakawa.
No, the Casino Gauntlet match under sudden death rules. I want to say this. Wrestling-wise, I thought it was quite great.
That was a fun match.
But my God...
Didn't make sense.
My God. The concept of was just ridiculous. Should I waste the time now?
Actually, Brian, hold on. Before you do that, let me say this. Maybe we are going to get Shad Khan.
I hope so.
One more time, at least. No, that man I would think has got better things to do. No offense to AEW, but he could maybe say that while my son is in this neck brace for the rest of his life, maybe we need to get some law and order here. I've watched my son have these guys walk all over him. He spent a bunch of money on some guy who's not even here anymore. And now all of that stuff built in because he's been sitting there like a schmuck for the last couple of weeks as the Young Bucks are going to, you know, roll this footage and don't do this. And Tony, tell him to do that. Like, maybe we are going to get some sort of authority, some sort of, you know, figure. And I'm not a big fan of those, especially that when they're, you know, when they're the boss, like the McMahons or the ownership angle. I hate all that sort of stuff. But you can have a Bill Watts character. You can have somebody there, a J.J. Dillon, that is in theory trying to at least counterbalance what is going on, because at the end of the day, it does have to be explained that all of these executive vice presidents, there's owners to this stuff. So what are you going to do to try to level it out? It'll be interesting to see if they go that in that direction, who they pick. You know, Sting would have been great, but I don't think Sting wants to do this. I would be interested to see who they would bring in to actually be some sort of stabilizing force that way. And would that be the way to bring Hangman Page back in or Kenny Omega back in to take shots against the Elite?
I guess we shall find out. Well, I'm not going to waste everyone's time with my breaking down of the Casino Gauntlet match. You can listen to the Brian and Vinny show tonight. But I will say that they stated the winner got a shot at the international title at Double or Nothing. Remember when we had rankings? Yeah. Well, now we've got this match.
2 weeks or so.
And Will Ospreay won. So Will Ospreay is getting a shot at the international title at the next pay-per-view. Not because he beat Bryan Danielson in a match that was basically billed as who was the best wrestler on earth today, but because he beat Commander in a cluster.
Pretty much.
So that match has been added to the pay-per-view. And then also added is, and we knew this already, Willow Nightingale versus Mercedes for the TBS title. And make no mistake, Mercedes is going heel.
Did you like the way they shot that segment last night?
They some of the fans haven't figured it out yet, but a lot of them have. And more figured it out as the segment went on. But anyway, she's going to go heel. And also added to Vegas weekend, it appears. You know how me and Vinny are doing that live show?
Yes.
F4WOnline.com/Vegas.
Well, be there.
Somebody on the Facebook, Granny's Facebook, had what I could not believe. I didn't even think of this before. But I believe that added to the Brian and Vinny live show, besides the Q&A aspect, is going to be a rural revitalization match.
But you're going to say all you can eat at the brothel.
Well, that may be part of it, you see. Oh. Because we will decide this coming Tuesday what the three falls are going to be. And I'm trying to convince Vinny to put his YWF championship on the line since he is still the champion from when he threw me in a kiddie pool in like 2006. But we are going to have a best of three rural revitalization match as part of the Brian and Vinny live show. You can only witness this if you are there live. So check it out, f4wonline.com/Vegas. Get your tickets now, and we'll decide the best of three coming up this Tuesday on the Brian and Vinny show.
Which one of you gets to play the Great O'Con in this?
Well, of course it will be me.
Filthy can be the special guest ref.
Filthy ain't going to be there, unfortunately.
Oh. Well, that means he's booked. That's good.
So they did have the segment where Trent came out and asked Chuck to make his decision. And a cut to the chase, Chucky chose Orange. So
cursed first, and he's going to have a parking lot brawl.
And it was funny. This was another one. Chuck does his promo, and he goes, I know the guys in the back won't clear me for a match in the ring. It's one of those things where it's like, it's news to me. You're not cleared? Okay. But I don't want a match in the ring. I want a fight in the parking lot. And the fans chant his name, and they go to the break, and I'm like, all right, man, we're going to come back for that match. And we came back from Moxie cutting a promo. I'm like, what? Then, like an hour later, they announce, that match is actually going to be on Rampage. So we are going to get the match. But at the time, I was like, that was a great job setting up a match you didn't give me. That was weird. And we had the Moxie promo leading to the match where, unfortunately, Hobbs got hurt. Swerve and Kyle Fletcher. I thought was a very good match and had a great heat. Great heat from the 2,500 people there. Totally into it. And we had Mina Shirakawa and Anna Jay with Mariah May out there. And, this is one of those storylines that just starts and stops. We haven't seen her for weeks. Last we saw, she was making out with Mariah. Now she's back. And the one thing I will say about this is Mina looked great. She won, and then Mariah gets in the ring to, I guess, make out with her again. They're going to have a celebration. But she gets jumped from behind by Anna, and Toni Storm runs down to make the save. And the way that they did this, I'm pretty sure the days of Toni Storm as a heel are over. I think this was the full babyface turn, which has been, months behind. I guess, Tony Books is like, well, she's going to be healed through the pay-per-view, so I'm just going to keep her there, even if the fans don't want it. But now the pay-per-view's over.
Osprey. Well, it was a great example there.
Yeah.
Could have cut that one off a lot earlier, and they haven't done it yet. They seem to be doing it now with Serena Deeb coming out there at the end, and it's too bad. She looked great coming out. The audio last night for anybody watching on TBS was absolutely terrible, but hook her and Deonna Purrazzo up, maybe somebody, one or two other people who might be on the rise, and get them together to go against these other, these other women. Because when Hayter and Britt Baker both come back, as you mentioned earlier on, they're going to be baby faces too. So start aligning people, I think, a little bit better. And I think they're doing that with Monet and also with Statlander, who I think is going to turn.
So anyway, they had Serena Deeb come out, cut a promo. And it looks like it's going to be her and Tony coming up here at some point. Then we had the Statlander, Stokely, Willow. So here's the other thing about that segment, if you watched it last night, which I think is a key to this entire segment. So Mercedes is acting all heelish, and she yells at Willow, were you the bee that attacked me last week? Except she says something else. And then, Statlander's like, well, she got beat up last week. How do we know it wasn't you? And Stokely Hathaway just jumps in and says, we all know that was Julia Hart. I'll tell you why that's important after the break. Observer Live.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this.
Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So as soon as Stokely said, we all know it's Julia Hart, I knew immediately. Statlander attacked Willow.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to turn on her. Probably the pay-per-view, actually. And I have no problem whatsoever with Mercedes as part of this crew. Stokely doing the promos for her. Works for me.
Who gets custody of Caprice Coleman singing?
Man, he was pretty great.
Great. He is so great.
He was quite great. So, yeah, then we had the casino gauntlet match and poor Moxley and Hobbs. And then the learning tree, Chris Jericho.
Oh, God.
Interrupted by Big Bill, of all people. Chris Jericho,
his new Enzo.
Jericho is 100%. His new character is CM Punk.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing here.
Well, look, when Jericho's been his best, he's been completely a just D-bag of the most epic, slimy proportions, no matter where he's been. This reinvention, right down to the learning tree entrance. Hey, Jericho's going to drive you nuts regardless, but he's going to be there in this form. I'd like to see where it goes, but boy, he's an annoying person.
I did love when Big Bill wants to join the learning tree, and Jericho says, you know, I've been watching you a long time. One of the reasons you're here, I'm going to keep an eye on you and see if that's true. And Bill says, you do that. I'll show you. Watch me. And Chris Jericho says, I'll be watching, Big Bill.
Yeah.
And I'll be watching you guys as we celebrate together. It's like, man, it's a perfect sign off for the show today. What timing? I'll be watching Big Bill, and I'll be watching all you guys out there as we celebrate together, and talk to you next time here on Wrestling Observer Live.